Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who is pleased to be your host and producer. Opening up this hour with Wave by Antonio Carlos Jobim. How many of you remember this one? Yeah, it's been a long time since I've heard that one. It's still sounding good. All right, I tell you what we are going to do. We're going to take a look at some people who are making it. This is something that I had been planning to feature on Monday of this week, this past Monday. But we had some issues with technology. Not our system this time, but something outside of the system was causing the system to be down, so we weren't able to be with you this past Monday, which would have been the 20th, March 20th. But as you know, we've been with you throughout the remainder of the week. We're with you today. And so let me let you know about some people who are really, really making it. Forbes has provided the information, and we're getting it courtesy of Black Enterprise, and we're talking about people who are doing very, very, very well financially. Yes, indeed. And as I've shared before, I think it's great when people can really be paid well as long as they're getting the money honestly. You know, I know sometimes people who are very, very rich tend to look down on people who are only middle class or even worse, people who are poor. And sometimes people who are struggling to survive, some of the poor and some of the middle class, resent the wealthy. I think that we should care enough about each other that, you know, regardless of what our financial status in life is, we don't look down on or resent each other simply because of our financial status, because our status is different from someone else's. Yeah, we can care about each other. And I tell you what, personally, for years and years and years, as long as, you know, I had reason to believe that a person was getting their money honestly, and of course, I couldn't always know that, but as long as I thought they were getting their money honestly, ethically, I really applauded them and still do for doing what they do. But I also celebrate the people who do not have a lot of money, but they're living good, ethical, moral lives and doing the best they can. And just on a purely personal level, I don't celebrate or admire one any more than the other. You know, you can have a person who is a millionaire or a multimillionaire, but they get their money through hook and crook, I don't admire them. I actually admire the person who has very, very little money, but gets what they do have honestly, much more than the person who gets their money dishonestly, but they're millionaires. In fact, I don't admire the one who gets their money dishonestly. I don't admire them at all. When I know they're getting the money dishonestly. In other words, character is really what means most to me. What do I know about the person's character? And that is really the determining factor for me as to whether or not I will admire the person. But it's really not based on what they do or do not have financially or materially. And I think that when we make character the starting point rather than financial status the starting point, it becomes easier for us to care about each other and not be bothered one way or the other about a person's financial status. So that said, let's take a look at some of America's billionaires who also happen to be African-American. In fact, it was earlier in March that Forbes published its annual World's Billionaires list. And in that, they ranked the richest people around the world based on the wealth that they've accumulated using stock prices and exchange rates as of February 2019. So, who would you say is considered in that list to be the richest person in the world? I will give you a clue. This man's net worth is greater than the net worth of some small countries and small islands. Okay, not a good enough clue. I can dig it. All right. This man deals heavily in technology. Yes, and he has a system that helps with trade. There you go. You go online and you trade, you exchange. You get some product shipped to you in exchange for money. And you use some type of card in order to give that money. I think this company is number one in that field, and that is, the company is Amazon. All right, give me the founder's name. There you go. A number of you got it. Jeff Bezos. All right, now here's the next question. I hope you're sitting down. What is his net worth calculated to be? Jeff Bezos' net worth, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, net worth is 131, not million, count them, billion dollars. $131 billion. That is one man. One man. Jeff Bezos. $131 billion of net worth after you've counted up all he might owe out, if anything. $131 billion is what's left. Hoo-hoo-wee. That is what you call a lot of money. That's what you call a humongous amount of money. All right, so to kind of help us, you know, kind of put that in perspective, let's take a look at Malta, part of the European Union. Population is roughly 500,000. Their gross domestic product is just under 20 billion. Yes, 20 billion US dollars. Some reports put Latvia, also in Europe, somewhere around 40 billion dollars of gross domestic product. And again, Mr. Bezos' net worth, $131 billion. They looked at the world's billionaires list. Forbes is reporting that the world has how many billionaires? Fill in the blank. The world has blank billionaires. How many? Would you believe 800 billionaires? Well, the world does have 800 billionaires, but even more than that. Would you believe 975 billionaires around the world? The world really does have 975 billionaires, but more than that. Would you believe 1,700 billionaires around the world? The world really does have 1,700 billionaires, but more than that. Forbes reports that the world currently has 2,153 billionaires. a little over 600 billionaires are in America. Now, let's look at the African-American component of that. How many African-Americans are billionaires? Approximately 4. Will you name them for me? African-American billionaires. Ah, here we go. I heard a number of you say it. Oprah Winfrey, a lot of you called her name. Okay. Were you correct, though? Were you correct when you said Oprah Winfrey is one of America's black billionaires? Yes, you were correct. She is considered to be the queen of all media. I take my hat off to Oprah Winfrey. She was having a difficult time for a little while there with the network in which she partnered with Discovery. And, well, they were having a hard time first couple of years or so. And some people were saying she succeeded wonderfully with her talk show and she did well with her network, but nah, she's not going to be able to, with her company own, but she's not going to be able to, she's not going to be able to do well with this one. She's struggling. She's not going to make it this time. I said, hey, give her some more time. I think we were in the first year or so, and people were saying she's not going to make it. She's going to fail this time. I said, don't be so quick to say that. The company is still very young. Let's give Ms. Winfrey some more time. I think she's going to turn this around. She's going to figure out what's going wrong. She's going to come up with ways to turn this around. She's going to turn it around, and that company is going to become very profitable. Let's just give her some more time. Well, she is considered the queen of all media, and she's accumulated a massive net worth of $2.5 billion. How many of you would like to have a net worth? I love that. After everything else is accounted for, all the debts, etc., $2.5 billion is what's left over. Part of that, as I mentioned, as I did mention, cable network owned. Harpo Films is actually the one that I was thinking of earlier when I said owned. I was actually thinking of Harpo Films. She has been doing very well with Harpo Films. Excuse me. She's been doing very well with Harpo Films. She was approached by the people who lead the Discovery Network about going into partnership with regards to her own network, OWN. And she did turn it around. She got more intimately involved with the operations of OWN. And I'm telling you, it took a few years. Boom. OWN is doing very, very, very well. But she's also doing well herself personally due to her partnership with Weight Watchers. In 2015, she bought a 10% stake and became an ambassador for Weight Watchers. By June 2018, roughly 3 years later, her stake was estimated at $427 million. Of course, as I mentioned, the cable network owned Harpo Films, but there's more. A multi-year content partnership deal with Apple. And of course, as we all know, where she got her huge, huge start, the one that put her on the map, the Oprah Winfrey Show. Wow, talk about having taken talk to a higher level. So, yes, Oprah Winfrey is one of the nation's black billionaires, one of the world's black billionaires, an African-American billionaire. You got that right. Who else? What are the names that you come up with? African-American billionaires. All right, here's another name that I know some of you have heard. because I called his name some years ago, and he's still on the list. Has to be. He is David Stewart. He ranks as number 745 on Forbes' list of global billionaires. His net worth, $3 billion. In 1990, he invested $250,000 that he earned from two auditing ventures to launch Worldwide Technology, WWT, trade name, Worldwide Technology. That company is an IT provider that offers hardware and software products and services to large public and private customers in various sectors. Clients include Citi, Verizon, and the U.S. government. Last year, Worldwide earned $11.2 billion in sales and was ranked as number one on the Black Enterprise annual list of top Black-owned companies in the nation, the BE100s. David Stewart is now 67. He has graced the cover of Black Enterprise. Some of you may recall having seen his face on the cover in 2001. He's a chairman and majority owner of Worldwide Technology, and he grew up during segregation in a poor neighborhood in Missouri. His father worked as a mechanic, janitor, and trash collector to provide for himself and his seven siblings, From a poor neighborhood, David Stewart, a billionaire, came from poverty, having lived as a child in a poor neighborhood. I am impressed, I'm telling you. I'm truly impressed when people can come out of poverty, and especially, again, when they're doing it honestly. Hard work, brilliance, some of the right circumstances needed to get them where they needed to go. I'm telling you, they are so impressive to me. All right, another African-American billionaire. His name is Robert F. Smith. Okay, some of you who read more than I do, tell me what company he's over. He heads up Vista Equity. In fact, he's founder, chairman, and CEO. Vista Equity Partners. The company was recognized as the top private equity firm on the BE100s last year, having generated $14 billion in capital. Worth a $5 billion net worth, he's currently the richest Black person in the country, Robert F. Smith. Net worth of $5 billion. You know, I really do like it when people talk net worth instead of saying, what is he worth or what is she worth? I understand pretty much what they're saying. At least I think I do. But it just seems like that's not the best way to word it. You know, in my mind, if a person is able to generate or help generate $15 billion worth of business in 1 year, they're worth more than $15 billion. If they're able to generate $30 billion in a year and a half, they're worth more than $30 billion. If they're able to help hundreds, maybe even thousands of other people work, have incomes that help provide a living for them and for their families, to me, that person is worth much more than that company has brought in. If a person is a human who has a spirit and a body, who is spirit and body, created by the great creator, God, to me, they're worth much more than whatever monies they have. I just don't think that we can put a dollar amount on the worth of a human being. I know people have done it. You think about slavery, and not just in America, but all around the world. All around the world, even now, You have the sex trade being involved in modern day slavery, and people's bodies are being traded for X number of dollars. They are worth much more than the dollars that they bring in through the sex trade. So I appreciate them focusing on the people's net worth, Robert Smith's net worth, not his worth. His financial net worth is $5 billion. He's heralded as a private equity titan and a Wall Street whiz, and he started his early life out as a computer geek, working in STEM before earning a degree in chemical engineering from Cornell University. He also attended Columbia Business School and ended up serving as co-chief of the investment banking division at Goldman Sachs. Smith went on to found Vista Equity Partners in 2000, which focuses on investing in technology companies. In 2013, Black Enterprise named the firm BE100's Financial Services Company of the Year, and Smith as one of the most powerful Black people on Wall Street. Smith made a shrewd move in acquiring Sunquest Information Systems Incorporated for a relative bargain price of $327 million, $200 million in equity, $127 million in debt. In a recent transaction, a Vista Equity acquired company, Marketo, was sold to Adobe for $4.7 billion. Well, let's look a little bit more into African-American billionaires in just a few.